Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today as we talk with Dr. Sarah Place, Chief Sustainability Officer for Elanco. Back in just a moment. Well, cattle producers, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming this Thursday, March 5th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock's Auction Studio in Fort Worth. It'll be broadcast live on Dish Network Channel 997 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com starting 8 a.m. 26,040 head. That includes 7,200 yearling steers, 4,800 yearling heifers, 12,375 weaned calves, and more. If you want more information, go to SuperiorLivestock.com or call them 800-422-2117.
Blackjack Farms presents its 2020 Bull Sale, Saturday, March 7th, 12 noon at the ranch near Seminole, Oklahoma. Special sale guests include Pfeiffer Angus Farms and McFerrin Farms, selling 85 Spring 2018 and Spring 2019 bulls, semen tested and fully guaranteed. For more information or to download a catalog, go to the website www.mcsauction.com or call Matt Sims, 405-641-6081, 405-641-6081.
We've followed the career of Dr. Sarah Place for a while now, especially since her time at Oklahoma State University in the Animal Science Department. One of her next stops was with the National Cattlemen's Beef Association as their sustainability specialist. Now she's taken on the position of Chief Sustainability Officer for Elanco Animal Health. Sarah, what does a Chief Sustainability Officer do?
Yeah, that's a great question. What this role is really focused on is the whole food animal business of Elanco and really global in scope, you know, and looking at how can we help customers with this issue that's definitely been pressing. And I know we've talked about it many times, but it's at that point of how can we help our customers benchmark where they're at, demonstrate progress, right? We know the animal agriculture industries are doing a great job already. But we had to be able to demonstrate that and show a trajectory in the future. And that's really part of what I'm going to be helping do with Elanco in this new role.
You know, obviously, when you worked for NCBA, you were focusing on beef and trying to tell that sustainability story. Sounds like you're just kind of broadening that same type of concept.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So I'll still be working in beef and also dairy and swine and poultry and across all the animal agriculture industries, even aquaculture, right? At the end of the day, I mean, that's core to Elanco's vision and mission, right, is thinking about how animals enrich people's lives. When we think about the food animal side of the business, right, it's really core, this whole environmental sustainability is related back to human nutrition, right, and how can we improve productivity of animal agriculture in the United States further, but even around the world, and how does that translate into the co-benefits of increasing the availability of animal source food for people?
So, you talk about change. Obviously, we've done a pretty good job, especially in North America, when it comes to the sustainability story, the greenhouse gas versus some of the other parts of the world. How do we take the next step?
Yeah, so that's a great great question, and really that's part of the interest in this job for me, because you know that's we talk about those differences in the U.S. versus the rest of the world, but you know that's where some of the low hanging fruit is, right? How can we help producers in other parts of the globe improve their productivity, right? And sometimes it's new technologies, and sometimes it's just making sure that we have the best management practices that we already have in the United States be adaptable to those nations as well, taking into account the differences they have in climate, right? If you're more in tropical environments, those type of things too. But that's really where some of the power is of, again, that twofold. If you improve productivity of animals, you get a dual benefit, right? The human side directly and the environment side as well.
So do we have more gains to find in the United States as far as our various species?
I think so, yeah. I think even in the United States, I mean, the gains won't be as large in terms of percent, you know, reduction or percent improvement, but we still have, I think anybody listening to this, or I would say, yeah, we can still improve in the United States further too, right? And a lot of that comes down to things that are essentially win-wins for producers, right? When you're producing cattle more efficiently, right, even the basics of thinking about, you know, reducing morbidity, reducing mortalities, improving reproduction, right, those basic core tenets of animal husbandry, a lot of that relates back to this idea of productivity, right? So there's still opportunity definitely in the U.S. beef industry, the other U.S. animal ag industries to improve, but it's a smaller gap, if you will, as compared to that productivity gap globally.
So I guess what, you know, we've obviously got things like our genetics, our genomics, EPDs, the genomic EPDs and the like to help producers do that. But I know companies like Elanco have also got some products that help folks scale to that next level of productivity.
Yes. So, of course, anything that we're going to do, whether it's genetics or whether it's using a technology from a growth promotion standpoint, will help that piece, right, that productivity piece. And then what I mentioned earlier, right, of course, animal health is related to that too, right? So we don't think about, you know, when an animal gets sick or if we have a mortality, we don't really relate that necessarily to sustainability, but it's probably one of the biggest things that we can move, both still in the United States and globally, right? We just have still tremendous losses of livestock around the world, so that if we can lower those death losses, lower the loss productivity of when animals are ill and they're not gaining as quickly, that makes a big difference too, right? So hopefully that makes more sense to folks when they're thinking about how does animal health intersect with this. It intersects right. Big time.
Right. Dr. Sarah Place with Elanco Animal Health. You got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Davis Angus invites you to their 2020 Value Genetics Annual Bull and Female Sale coming up on Saturday, March the 7th at the Clinton, Oklahoma Livestock Market. 80 registered Angus bulls with EPDs that meet CAB's targeting the brand requirements. They will also be offering 75 open registered and commercial heifers. Jim and Debbie invite you to check out their sale book and videos of the bulls on their website, davisangus.com. For more information, call Jim at 580-331-8036. The Davis Angus 2020 Value Genetics Sale, March 7th. Don't miss it.
And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.